Hi everybody, Andy here again. Well, I mentioned in a recent YouTube video that I did about my 4-year anniversary there, about how I'm in the process of sort of rebooting, re-evaluating my life because of all the things that have happened this year, the deaths in the family, the fact that I've lost my job, etc., and how I need to, obviously, through necessity in some way, change the way that I do things in life and change the way that I live my life, I suppose. And one of the great things about just going on holiday was the idea that I could sit down and think about these things, reevaluate things, come up with some ideas, some decisions, etc., make some decisions about how I was going to go about this. But the whole idea of this, when you lose your job in that respect, as I said, there's a necessity side to it that you have to change the way that you live. But it's amazing how much you can actually do, but without usually realising it, because we live to our, the sort of money that we earn. I was in a fairly good job with good money, and you tended to live to that. It's a trap that we all fall into and we all end up doing for whatever reason. It's very hard not to, and I was having a discussion with an ex-work colleague about this, this very point this morning, and he was saying the same thing. But apart from having got a little bit of money out of that and being able to pay off all those bits and pieces that aren't so easy normally to pay off, the credit card bills, the loans, etc., parts of the mortgage and those sort of the big things, I suppose, I'm in a better position in that way. It also makes you reevaluate and look at the finances in your life generally. And obviously you look at your whole life, but this is one aspect that I think has really brought it home to me. You don't realise. For example, I'm recording this on my iPhone. I've had the iPhone for a long time, and I've always been on a contract, which costed me £30 a year. £30 a month. Luckily, I was in a position where it was coming up for renewal. I've now changed that contract, so I'm now on a what they call a pay-as-you-go contract, and I'm only paying £10 now per month, keeping the same number, etc. That's only £20 a month, but there are so many other examples. For example, today I've made sort of decisions about what I was going to do, and that's what I want to do with this. I think that maybe I can use these audio booths is to relay some of these changes that I'm making. They may help other people, but it's a record for myself, as I said, like a little podcast and something you can look back on over the years maybe and see when you made those decisions and whether they were the right ones or whether they weren't. But today, three decisions that I've done, one of them being that I changed the home insurance on my home. That's not a particularly a big thing to do, but it saved me £120 per year, and I've actually got better cover than what I had before. So there's another £10 a month gone. As I said, there are countless other examples of things that I've changed, things that I've moved around, and also looked at things that you think, well, do I actually need that? When you go shopping or other type of things, that you, magazine subscriptions or other things that you pay out money to without even realising really what you're doing, and you don't use those services, you don't access particular services, or you can get just as good or better service elsewhere. But we're all lazy, we all sit back, we all got heavy, you know, hectic lives when we're at work, and maybe not having time or that necessity makes us think about it more, and you go through those bank statements and you have a look and think, well, where does that money come from? And there were a couple of examples that I found of that, and it's asking you, what's that figure? And it takes you a while to figure out. You don't realise how much you're spending. I have saved myself a lot of money, so much so that although there's still things going through the pipeline, and because things are still working themselves out, I don't see that I'm going to be that much worse off than what I was when I was working because of the changes that I've made, as I said, partly through necessity. But another thing that I've done today, an indication of how I'm going to change things, I went to my local college this morning and I've enrolled for a Spanish course, something I've meant to do but I've never had the time to, or never thought I've had the time for. So that's it. It's only 11 weeks, but who knows where that might lead, because there are obviously follow-on courses from that. Another thing I've done, another money-saving exercise, I went to my local library today. I used to belong to the library, but I haven't been there for years. Now I can get books out, and when I go to sites like Amazon, I look at the MP3s, the albums, etc., or the books, and I'm stopping myself buying things. They're only small steps, but these big they can lead to big steps in the future. So hopefully that's what I'm going to use this for, maybe, and let people know, remind myself of where I'm going with my life. Lots of little steps, but they may end up to something big in the end. Thanks very much. Goodbye.